Five Live Breakfast. It's 18 minutes past eight. For the first time in their history, and 15 months after they overthrew President Hosni Mubarak, the people of Egypt have begun 2 days of voting to elect a new leader. Dr. Salvana Salava Ibrahim is a lecturer in international development at Manchester University. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And nice to have you with us.
My pleasure.
This is a fascinating situation, isn't it? The first time, important not just for Egypt, as one of our correspondents said earlier, but important for the whole region in a way.
It's a dream come true. It's something we, as you just mentioned, 15 months ago, we wouldn't have even, our best expectations would be to have another candidate along with Mubarak or his son. And now Mubarak and his sons are in jail, and Egyptians are finally able to choose among 13 possible candidates for presidential in presidential elections.
30 possible candidates,
but 13.
13, yeah. Sorry, possible candidates, but really only four or five who have a realistic chance. And those four and five, they either represent Islamist parties or they represent in some way the old regime. Yeah. Now, do you think that there is a credible candidate there who can really take Egypt forward through and to a flourishing democracy?
I think that's the dilemma that a lot of Egyptians heading to the polls today are going to try and solve for themselves. It's been, as you just mentioned, the fourth runners are mainly five, either ex-Mubarak regime, an ex-prime minister or an ex-foreign minister, or two Islamist candidates, one current Muslim brother and another ex-Muslim brother, in addition to more of a socialist liberal candidate, Hamdine Sabahi. These were the main five candidates who are in the race.
There's a real scramble, I'm reading, for the women's vote.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What are they saying to get women to vote for them? I mean, what sort of, it's because it's all quite new. I think universal suffrage was only introduced in 1956, and for obvious reasons, it was kind of in a limited form with limited options. So this is all exciting and new. The women's vote.
Well, as a lot of people have been witnessing. The status of Egyptian women, or as people were saying, women are coming under attack right after the revolution. A lot of the laws that were issued during the last couple of years have been tried, or there have been attempts to overturn them. And I think when it comes to women's votes, it's mainly the use of the religious rhetoric rather than trying to address women as a separate group of voters that actually works for the Muslim Brothers, for example.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Interesting watching the tweets of the BBC correspondents who are there at the moment in Cairo observing this, and Jeremy Bowen saying he's at a women-only polling station. He says the main worries there are the economy and security. He says there's more violence and crime since the police collapse after the revolution in Egypt.
Yeah, the harassments and the kind of the vacuum that the security forces have left in Egypt for the last 15 months has hit Egyptians quite hard. And a lot of, not just women, but women being vulnerable and being quite major victims of that kind of violence and harassment are seeking stability. But I also remember one of my colleagues, when I was going to vote last weekend, he said, well, try and think who among, and when I was torn between those kind of two camps, he said, well, try and think who's going to be voting in favor of women's rights. And that, it seems to be, or I hope would be, something that would guide a lot of the women's votes today.
But all sorts of massive challenges lie ahead, not least just to get the economy back on track, just to make Egypt a viable country again, really, for the president, whoever it might be.
Yeah, I think no matter what the results of the presidential elections are going to be, the main challenge is that if the Muslim Brothers or their current or ex-candidate, Muslim Brother candidate, come to power, they soon realize that the religious rhetoric is not enough to bring jobs, to feed those who are hungry. And the Egyptians are no longer very patient. Their rising expectations will put a lot of pressure on any candidate coming to power to prove very quickly he's up for the office.
Thank you very much, Dr. Salvana Salava Ibrahim. from Manchester University. A couple of other tweets then. Lise Doucette from the BBC World Service says there are queues at the polling stations in Cairo growing longer by the minute. Animated discussions about who to vote for go on right up to the door.